Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Back in 2021, President Joe Biden directed the Department of the Interior to develop a plan to conserve at least 30% of our lands and waters by 2030. In collaboration with the Departments of Agriculture and Commerce, many have argued that President's true intention is to undermine private property rights, restrict landowners' ability to control their own lands, and prioritize environmental, non-governmental organizations over hardworking American producers of energy and agricultural commodities. So joining us now to discuss these details of the implications of Biden's 30 by 30 agenda is Marcy Lafine. Marcy, thank you for joining us this evening.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here. Always glad to be a part of this conversation.
Well, I remember years ago talking about Agenda 21, and I guess this is the next level. So
yep.
I'd like you to fill us in. I'm not as familiar with this one, but I think we need to get familiar because this is, as we've talked a little bit before the show here, this is terrifying, frankly. So, Marcy, preserving America the beautiful is great on paper, but the devil's in the details. In Biden's 30 by 30 conservation plan, please explain what this is. What prompted the adoption of this plan? And tell us about it, Marcy.
So you kind of have to go back further. Like you had mentioned, the Agenda 21. Unfortunately, George H.W. Bush had done some things with that. It was non-binding. The Senate did not ratify it back when he was president. Under Obama, he proceeded to join the Paris Climate Agreement. And Trump pulled us out, thank God. None of this has been ratified by the Senate. You know, our Constitution it would be kind of handy at this point in time. But then Biden proceeded to have executive orders, and their executives 14008, 13990, and I think one called 14072. He's got multiple executive orders, which he claims can just build on the Clean Water Act, which, again, back to history, Nixon put it that in with the EPA. This stuff goes way back. Clinton put in sustainability language throughout our government. So there's building blocks that have been put in place, and now we're at a place where they're just undoing the language. They're redefining. You know, it's a Marxist tactic, right? So what we think sustainability means is not what we think it really is, or conservation. For them, you know, farmers go, yeah, I'm all about conservation because they have to preserve the land for their family, for the generations to come. But this means no humans, no livestock on it. They really want no people to be productive on the land.
Yeah, that brings up a lot of questions for me. And, you know, again, conservation on its own is not a bad idea. But when government pushes the idea out there and takes our right to make decisions away, it's very concerning. And you know, I remember Agenda 21, the way I would summarize it is that basically the policy was that they viewed humans as the problem.
Yes.
I just find that very troubling.
Well, yeah. And they honestly, this is that depopulation mentality. Yeah. But they look at cattle as a problem, which is such a joke, because if you look at them as being a cud-chewing animal, well, so are deer. And I think are elk. You know, so if you look worldwide, there's just as many of those ruminary animals as there are cows. But yeah, we're going to target the food supply item that we all enjoy. It's so suspicious. And if they really cared about water, they would, you know, today I was reading on their latest thing, their climate core and the different places where they're trying to put in Justice 40, and they're always about diversity and inclusion. So this isn't just about 30 by 30. It's up. It's changing our whole climate of our culture, and they're bringing in ESG, DEI with everything they're doing and where they're implementing it. But they threw out $12 million to Kansas City to create a canopy, you know, the new trees. $12 million. I mean, where's that money going to go?
So Agenda 21 seems like it was policy-driven, you know, trying to reduce the impact of humans on the planet, so to speak, right? Discouraging air conditioning and automobiles and pushing forward bicycles and things like that. This one seems like there's another component about basically a land grab and a water grab. So some argue that this is nothing more than a federal land grab. Are they right?
Yes, and it's already been happening. 50% of the West is controlled by the feds. 97% of Nevada is controlled by the feds. Just see how they've done it through the years, and it's through regulation. They've driven off the ranchers. They've driven off the farmers, so they no longer can be sustaining a ranching or farming job, and so they leave the land, and it's taken. The other area is national heritage areas. It's scenic byways. Right. They call something called Viewshed. There's nature conservancies, which are for perpetuity. I mean, forever. And they, sadly, we have a very aging population in our farmer realm. And so they don't have kids coming back to the farm. Well, people come in and go, we'll help you protect your land. But they're not being honest about what's being in those conservation things that lock it up forever.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
So I guess it leads me to a question. So how do they plan about, how can they possibly take someone's land? And is it even legal? How do they do that?
So again, the conservation easements are one where the people sign and they don't realize that they've become serfs on their own land. Somebody else is managing it. They have no say anymore. Again, the language is not what one person thinks it's one thing, whereas the feds mean something entirely. And again, it's the regulation that people can no longer survive. But it's not just the land. It's about the food. And we are seeing the one thing recently is the EPA came out with new regulations about our meat lockers. I just talked to my butcher in Whitewater saying, hey, is this affecting you? And he said, no, the cutoff is 6,000 pounds of butchering per day. Well, a steer can be 1,200 to 1,500 pounds. That's only four steer a day that you're butchering. before they were going to have to put in a water treatment system before their wastewater would reach the sewer. So we're facing losing another segment of our meat butchers, which, you know, COVID, that was a real deal, right? And we're facing losing them. So back to the 30 by 30, the fact that President Biden, these executive orders, has mandated that they put these in at lightning pace, because, of course, they call it a climate crisis, right? It's an emergency. We got to do it right now. That they're coming into every single agency and they're cutting corners on public comment periods. They're cutting the time. They're not having second rounds. It is so deceptive. And I'm, you know, there's been, praise God, Attorney General Kobach has been joined many states on many lawsuits on these things because they keep trying to put it in.
He's been great for the landowner. He understands the Constitution and the threats of our government, frankly. We're listening to Marcy Lafine. She's talking about the Biden's 30 by 30 agenda. So, Marcy, will Congress have to pass any legislation to enact any of this, or can Biden and his administration just put out this plan by an executive order?
It's happening.
It's happening right now.
It's happening every single day. We get new reports every single day of how this is happening.
It's just terrifying to me.
It's very alarming.
Yeah.
No farmers, no food. Have you seen that movie, the documentary by Epic Times? We're living it.
Wow.
And all you have to do is look to Europe. They're 20 years ahead of us, and you're seeing them telling them the farmers have to cull their cattle. They're having to give up their land. But again, in the language, you know, we were talking before we went on air, they're even your education department, right, is putting this down. And so you got kids in schools watching Before the Flood, which is a radical movie about climate science. We're gonna die and you gotta stop eating meat and you gotta do your part because it's this doomsday thing that's not based on truth.
Well, it seems like a lot of this is just totally junk science to me.
It's junk science.
It's just horrible and this is driving policy. It really is. It is alarming, frankly. You know, I think back about Agenda 21. I guess their goal was to do all these things by 2021.
Yes.
They obviously failed,
right?
Which is why I guess we're on round two of this, but it's actually worse.
So they have 17 goals, the UN Agenda 2030, if you look at them, and it's very comprehensive. Okay. It's every arena of life except religion, because it is a religion.
Hmm.
And so they're looking to implement this in every facet of our life and have it be earth worship or subordination. I mean, this is about ESG scores, environment, social governance. And they're wanting, we didn't get into the natural asset accounts yet, but Biden has mandated every agency do a natural asset accounting. So they're trying to put a monetary value to photosynthesis, pollination, clean air, clean water. Well, what a perfect way to offset your $35 trillion spending habit is to come up with this fictitious government-generated valuation of everything. But then, honestly, it's going to put the feds against your private landowners because they're the largest landowner.
So it leaves me to a really, I guess, a thought here. What can anybody do about this, and where can they go to get more information about it?
So, American Stewards of Liberty is a phenomenal resource. I have found them to be very reliable with the latest information. I would say if you're in Kansas, if you're a county commissioner, join the Kansas Natural Resource Coalition. They are front and ahead of the game because they've been helping Western Kansans deal with the federal government, with this lesser prairie chicken, with the Quivira water issues. They have been learning the coordination technique, which our federal agencies actually have that language within them, and most county commissioners do not realize that they actually have the power to call a meeting that the feds would have to come sit down and they would get to set the agenda. Now, one county mistakenly did that. They were just trying to have a meeting and they didn't realize what they were doing was calling coordination. And if you call that and you're not ready, the nine big wig attorneys from the East Coast show up and you're sitting there playing hardball with some big guys.
Well, as a county commissioner here in Sedgwick County, when Richard Ranzau was here, he did lead us to join KNRC, and we actually did that. Carl, Peter, John, and I supported
Carl
that.
Told me that.
Yeah, we did that. So I was very proud of the fact that we were part of the KNRC. I think, unfortunately, the following election in 2016, we lost the majority, and the county basically thought this was not important. I think it's incredibly important.
It's incredibly important, and I think when I spoke at the Pachyderm a couple weeks ago, I was like, your food. Do you like to eat your food? Because this is getting real when they're coming in and dictating conservation.
Well, Marcy, thank you so much for taking time to help us understand this more deeply. We really appreciate your expertise. You're fantastic.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!